This is The State of Things. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Frank Stacio. Singer-songwriter Gigi Dover may be a Southern woman, but her musical tastes are well-traveled. You can hear influences from India, Africa, and the Hawaiian Islands in Gigi's sound. Her band, The Big Love, recently released a new CD called The Robin is High and the Mustache is Long. I'm pleased to welcome Gigi Dover and The Big Love to the studio today. Eric Lovell, Andrew Marcatus, and Gigi Dover, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Isaac. Thanks for having us.
So I want to start with The Robin is High and the Mustache is Long. It's so much fun to say. I love it. Tell us about the title of the CD.
Well, that's one reason why I got titled that, because it is fun to say and it's whimsical. Eric, would you like to elaborate on this?
Well, I guess our greatest hope is that maybe our fans will recognize it in that way. And when we don't know one of them, they may come up to us and say, "The Robin is high." And then we'll respond with, "The mustache is long."
A bit of a code.
We will know that we are all family and friends. We are all part of the Big Love Collective.
And for instance, this is radio and people can't say, Eric, you do have a bit of a mustache going on.
I do have a bit of a mustache, a little bit of a handlebar.
I'm quite tall.
Right. So there you have it. And also I want to mention that the album has some lovely artwork on the front and back of owls, and that you, Gigi, painted yourself, I understand. Do you do a lot of painting?
I do. And these two owls are a series of four that I'm working on to bring awareness to the owl trade, the illegal owl trade that is happening in India. And the first one that is on the cover actually represents that. It's called Night Song.
Oh, okay. Now, you grew up in the South, and did you listen to a wide variety of music when you were coming of age?
Absolutely. My parents, my whole family is very musical and listened to quite a bit of different things, you know, growing up, from big band to country to R&B, all across the board.
And I think I read somewhere that your first concert was Waylon Jennings, is that right?
Yes, it was, at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
That's great.
Well, just sounds right, doesn't
it? I think I was in the eighth grade or the seventh grade, maybe, with the softball team. You know?
Now, so there are all those influences you spoke of, and clearly there have been more over the years. And today, here in the studio, we have a djembe drum and a sitar. When did you start tuning your ears to a more global sound for your music?
Well, Eric brought the sitar.
It was kind of an attempt just to help continue with the creative process, you know,
right,
not writing the same songs, and to try to find, implement other sounds into our songs. I started playing sitar about 12, 15 years ago, something like that. And so that's just crept its way into our set more and more often. I also play a thing called a rabab, which is an Afghanistan instrument. So with those sort of influences and colors, you know, we just started digging a little deeper to find out
Having the ability to actually play these things, you want to emphasize, you want to work around those sounds and see where we can take them.
So that's interesting. So you started playing those instruments, and those instruments led you to write different kinds of things.
Yes.
And I think we find it easier to write a lot of times on an instrument that you may not be that comfortable with, because it makes you think about it in a different way. It makes you approach a song in a different way. I play guitar. That's what I started on when I was a kid. So playing guitar and writing songs is natural, but playing ukulele and writing a song makes me think about it completely different.
Huh,
melodies, everything, lyric, everything. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you're gonna play the sitar for us a little bit later, but right now you have a traditional instrument. You have a guitar. So will you guys play a song for us now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do a little our version of a cabaret gypsy kind of thing, I guess.
It's called Gypsies.
Great. Gigi Dover and The Big Love.
Now the robin is high and the mustache is long. I give you remedy and serenade you with song, but I let you in too deep and now you string me along. You're taking me for granted, so I got to move on, I got to move on. I've come to be one of the gypsies now. I'll be throwing stars down from the moon, riding side saddle through the stratosphere, Maybe I'll return someday soon. Cherry blossoms floating from the top of the stream, tattered around the edges from being dragged down beneath. All the beauty of knowing could never foresee where this thing was headed. Between you and me, between you and me, I've gone to be one of the gypsies now. I'll be throwing stars down from the moon, riding side saddle through the stratosphere. Maybe I'll return someday soon.
I should have known,
I should have known
it all along,
all along.
I should have seen it from the start. J'aurais su tout along that you would steal my heart. Now there's a message buzzing in the top of the trees. May you be stung by a thousand angry honeybees. 'Cause I've come to be one of the gypsies now. I'll be throwing stars down from the moon, riding side saddle through the stratosphere. Maybe I'll return someday soon. 'Cause I've gone to be one of the gypsies now. I'll be throwing stars down from the moon, riding side saddle through the stratosphere. Maybe I'll return someday soon.
Gigi Dover and the Big Love here on The State of Things. That's Gigi Dover on vocals and Eric Lovell on vocals and guitar and Andrew Marcatus on percussion. What a cool song and what a cool sound. Where did that come from, that kind of that gypsy thing you're talking about there?
You know, I was outside in our shop one day waiting on Eric to complete a guitar lesson, and across on a notebook, I saw where I'd left him a message years ago, said, I've gone to be one of the gypsies. It was an old notebook, and he'd saved that message, and I was like, oh. So we started snapping and carried it out from there.
And that's where it went.
That's
and
where
Eric,
it happened.
Eric, that great growly voice you're doing on that, did that just come out as you were putting this together?
Well, oddly enough, on our last release, the Avocado Sessions, we have a song called Lobster Trap, mm-hmm. which is a story, a whole other story. You know, Tom Waits fan. So it just seemed appropriate for that song. Well, oddly enough, that was the hit from the last record. That's so the one everybody went crazy for.
The kids love that voice,
and
too.
I love character voices and doing that sort of style of singing. We did a Christmas album a few years ago where we did a version of the Snow Miser. And so I did the, I'm Mr. Snow Miser. And so all that just, it kind of just rolled from that, you know, just finding character voices to sing.
Well, and so that's one song that you guys, you know, you said you saw that note and you just sort of started, started singing and snapping. I mean, you both, Eric and Gigi, are co-writers, I believe, on all the songs on
correct.
The latest album.
Yes. And Andrew co-writes on two as well.
And so how does that collaborative process usually work? Is it different for every song? Or
It's different. Eric will start with usually a riff, maybe a melody on top. Usually start with the melody and a lyric. I'll start singing something because that's what I naturally do. And then we'll piece it together. We'll work on it. Sometimes they come all at once. Sometimes they come after sitting on our front porch for looking around, you know, thinking, playing, strumming on an unusual instrument. Just any way, but we always seem to piece them together. They come together quite naturally for us, and so we're grateful for that.
So I want to ask you to play another song in just a second, but I'll first ask, Gigi, people, listeners may know you from your days with the Rank Outsiders.
Way back in the day.
How did the Big Love come together?
Well, let's see. recorded my first solo record in 2000.
You did the EP, I think, in 2000.
Did the EP in 2000. And then I followed up with a full length called Unpicked Flowers in
2002.
Right.
She hired me for the tour.
Hired Eric for the tour.
In the summer tour. And then I guess in 2003, we started working on the next record, traveling back and forth to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of fell in love with each other, and we started writing songs and touring around as much as we could.
And here you are.
Yeah.
So, we'd love to hear another song.
Let's do it. This is one called Pants.
I like my new pants. The sun's coming out. I'm skipping my step. I like my new pants.
Dover and the Big Love with Pants here on The State of Things. That was great. Thanks so much. And, you know, we're just about out of time, and I want to make sure that we have a chance to hear you play. I think you're going to play Ode to Billy Joe. Is that right?
With the sitar.
So can you just tell us a little about what made you decide to take on that song, the Bobby Gentry song?
Well, my brother and I had that vinyl as kids. And it's Bobby Gentry's always been a pretty good influence, a songwriter influence for me. And someone requested it years ago. So we kind of started doing it live in shows. And then when we were recording the Gigi record, the follow-up to Unpicked Flowers, Eric happened to have the sitar with him in the studio. And our producer at the time, Tim Coates, said, go on, get that sitar. Let's see what we can do here. So, sure enough, we put it on Ode to Billy Joe, and it was great. It just worked for it. It just worked, and we've done it ever since.
Well, we're going to have
now
you...
Now people go, sitar, Ode to Billy Joe, I know you're going to play.
Only at one of your shows will you hear anyone yell that, I think. Probably.
Right.
Sitar and Ode to Billy.
Exactly.
So we're going to have you play us out on that, and I want to thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
And let me say before we go that it's Gigi Dover and The Big Love. Their latest CD is called The Robin is High and the Mustache is Long. They're touring around the state this year. Next show is the Bark in the Park concert tomorrow at Rural Hill Park in Huntersville. Performances start at 11 a.m. And they'll play the Slow Foods fundraiser in Asheville on May 20th. For more information, check out ggdover.com.
Yes,
that's the state of things for today. And this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson in for Frank Stacio. And once again, Gigi Dover and The Big Love.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from up on Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as they passed around the black-eyed peas, Billy Joel never had a lick of sense now. Pass the biscuits, please. 'Cause that's 5 more acres in a low 40 I've got to plow. Mama said it was a shame.